A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We've reached a new level of ignorance with homeless encampments in Pittsburgh. They've spread out and they're like a bad rash. They just keep getting worse. And then the city lies and says they have experts in mental health and enforcement to manage this. And then the county lies and says they have housing. And if they have housing and mental health folks, why do we have this? This is a wonderful woman driving through her neighborhood on the north side. Just think of this as your street and your home. Listen.
Turning on to Dixon Street from Staten Street, as you can see, it's a residential neighborhood. At the bottom of the hill is a daycare center, and up here two blocks up on the right hand side you'll see the tent encampment, which now is comprised of two or three tents. Yesterday was one, I think. On the left hand side, past this white car, you'll see the people, I think, who live in the homeless sitting there in lawn chairs, and up here on the right the tent itself, or the tents. So there's somebody going into the tents. Let me show you. Here they are. And here on the left is where they, even a baby stroller, I'm not sure. Now there's a church here on the left-hand side, and the EMS station on the right, and over beyond diagonal to this intersection is Horseman School, which is no longer in operation. And this is the corner of Shadeland and Dixon. And at the Shadeland Avenue is residential. Woodland Avenue to the left and right is also residential. And down here at the bottom of the street is Superior Avenue.
It's ridiculous.
Another residential neighborhood.
It's ridiculous.
Along with these houses on the right and the left. So thank you for any help you can give us. Appreciate it, Marty. Bye.
Let me tell you this, and Patrick said this morning. If this was in Shadyside, if this was in Squirrel Hill, please, please. If this is in Upper St. Clair, please. If this is in Lebo, please. This would last 35 seconds. But now Pittsburgh says, let him go. And Mary says, no, I live here. This sucks. My words, not hers. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
It's ridiculous. This is, you have to accept this in your neighborhood now. This is ridiculous, isn't it?
It is ridiculous. And I couldn't believe it. I was cutting through, going to Dixon Street to get from the main street on Shadeland over to the grocery store, and I first saw it, and I thought, I'm seeing things. And so I circled back around, and I noticed it. And then I was talking to, I have grown children who live a couple of streets over, and they both said, oh, yeah, they had seen it. So then my other son came over. He looked at it. And since Sunday, now I reported it 2 weeks ago, but then on Sunday I went past it again. There was definitely one tent, and I went past yesterday, and there were three tents up. So
it's annoying.
I'm not sure what's going on.
It's annoying. They're not sure either. And they multiply like rabbits, not to be rude. And right. Is this the way you're expected to live, Mary?
No, it isn't. And my concern, too, besides the welfare of the people living there, is the sanitation of the whole neighborhood.
Right.
So, and the safety. A couple years ago, my daughter-in-law was somebody that you had talked to. She lived down in Heinz Lofts, and she was confronted while she was walking with her baby and dog by a homeless man. And so I don't want to go anywhere near people to see what's going on.
And now the trash is accumulating, and the rats and the mice and the cats and the fecal matter and the urine.
Right.
It's disgusting. And what does the city do about it? Huh?
I don't know. I called them just a few days ago, and I asked them for a call back when I dialed the 311 number, which is what we're supposed to do, and I haven't heard back from them.
And you know they know it because it's right behind the damn EMS station.
Right, and I'm wondering why the EMS people haven't been able to take care of it. And sometimes their hands are tied as well.
And they sit out there all day in the chairs like this is their new neighborhood.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. And I thought, is this going to just expand? And what about the children who go over to this over to the school lot and play in the lot? And I think it used to be a bus stop right around the corner. So what about those people and the parents walking back and forth?
What about the people that say you have no compassion? We should help these people.
Oh, I agree. We should help them, but we're not helping anybody by having them unhoused and in the back of an EMS place. And
right in the middle of your damn neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're defecating and urinating and shooting drugs and drinking and partying all day.
Right.
I don't know. Doesn't sound
like
home
either,
to me.
I don't know either, but I thought if anybody could help, you could, so I just sent you an email.
No, we're going to get this.
Thank you.
We're going to get this cleaned up. This is ignorant. And Mary, to my point and Patrick's point, and Patrick, it's true, right? Patrick, if this were in a prominent neighborhood in Pittsburgh, Groovy Side, Squirrel Hill, Regent Square, this lasts how long, Patrick? 5 minutes.
Before they set up the second tent, they would have already been taken care of.
Yes, the North Side seems to be a place where people can go and live safely in tents.
In tents. Mm-hmm. And Mary, here's my issue with this, because Second Avenue is worse than it's ever been. It's disgusting. And they ignore it as if it's not there. They tell us we have the housing. Okay, then house them. They tell us they have the mental health experts. They tell us. They showed us the teams that go out. Then engage and help them. Right, Mary?
Right. And even we have the Light of Light Mission, which is a great place.
Right.
And so there are alternatives. And even if you're coming from the Strip District over onto the north side and you go over the 16th Street Bridge, there's still a pretty ongoing camp over on the left-hand side before you get to the light over near the Manicore Club. So that homeless camp is still operational as well. And that's right across the street from the Light of Light Missions.
And it makes you uncomfortable just to be around it, whether people want to hear it or not, right?
Right, right. And that's why I said I didn't want to walk past there and take a better video because I was afraid of being confronted.
Right on. Well, wouldn't you be?
So,
hey, Mary, we're on it. We will get this taken care of. This is disgusting. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm. It's annoying, ma'am. All they do is kick the can to another part of the road. Seriously. The city, if anyone ever drives by Second Avenue, it's a disgrace. 1,000 911 calls to that shelter in 6 months. It's a criminal enterprise. It's downright flat out dangerous. And so now they've set up shop right in Mary's neighborhood. And all they'll do is grow and settle in. And for those of you who say, I don't care that they live there. They need to be moved. They need to be housed. They need to be treated. Here's the choice. Help. We give you help. We give you rehab. Or we give you jail. These are your choices. If you don't like it, we're moving you tomorrow. Put a sign up, move them tomorrow. End of story. Done. For the elitists out there who want to hug these folks, set them in your neighborhood for a month, shooting drugs, defecating, urinating. You do that.
Fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
What if you can see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanted to kind of block this piece with the homeless encampment piece to tell you that the city doesn't react fast enough with these encampments. Can't tell you why. I'm going to tell you what they've been doing. They've been kicking ass in terms of arresting these thugs and punks and hooligans of downtown. We have video of this thug and punk and hooligan named Giovanni Moore arrested outside of a restaurant of one of my boys for stealing the tip jar. In fact, we have the tape of the idiot stealing the tip jar. And just you understand the conundrum of being a cop and the conundrum of owning a business downtown. This same idiot has been arrested 10 times. In the last few months, 10 times. In August alone, one idiot, 10 times arrested. You know who feels the pain? The men out there killing themselves to try and stay in business. It's a fact. Look, man, Simon, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you, buddy?
Well, these are the little victories, aren't they?
It is.
This idiot, and I mean that, stole the tip jar from your business, did he not?
He did. Not just me, a couple of my neighbors.
Right, this is his thing. And then he was harassing people and intimidating people, right?
Exactly.
And so they popped him for that. And then, as you pointed out, and you were spot on, he's out on the streets within hours, which is insane, isn't it?
It is.
My man, this guy who is stealing from you, threatening people, creating havoc, 10 arrests in 1 month. How the hell's that happen in America, my man? How is that happening?
I don't understand. Unbelievable. I don't have any word to say, and, you know, And as we see, the police officers doing the job.
Yep.
They're doing what they have to do, they're supposed to do, and it's stuck somewhere. And we have to find out where that clock is. We need to open that area to clean this mess.
Tell our listeners the name of your business and where you're at.
Sultan Doner Baklava. I'm on 6th Street, right in the Cultural District.
It's a fantastic restaurant. It's amazing food. And he's a hell of a businessman. He gives a damn. Most other men would have packed it up, but not this guy. He's saying, no, I'm hanging in there. This offers some hope because this morning he has a $30,000 bond. And this morning he can't pay that bond. So at least he's in jail for now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's great. We're going to be safe a couple days from that guy, but it's not just him.
Hold on. Within a day, we had another jag off doing the same thing in your store, didn't we?
Yes.
Same thing.
They make a business. This like this is a they are friends. I know they hanging together.
This is their business.
This is their business, I guess.
Someone's gonna get hurt or killed, aren't they?
So this funny thing, Marty, this morning just happened in front of my eyes, and I baked, getting ready for the lunch. The beautiful family and two children walking together, and then the other guy, he just started following them all the way from my restaurant to the finest hall. So the parents, I know that she's frustrated. She start holding the kids hand and start walking faster, and then I go outside, start making a video just in case if something happened, because that poor kid's going to have awful memories in the future.
And they're going to be afraid to come downtown.
So this is the problem we've been struggling. We understand there's a homelessness. People need an affordable house. They need help. But we are talking as a crime. This is a crime.
Right on.
This is not a safety.
Right on. Right on.
We need help from our people, good people, to call the city council and ask them help. We need help here. We need safety.
How about the people who send me messages and say, I do this for clicks and that they're, downtown's wonderful? What do you tell them? What do you tell them? Stop by for lunch. Yeah.
Please, yeah, support us. We are here to serve you. We have a good food. We have a good desserts. We are here to serve you.
I love you. I love your attitude. I love your work ethic. I love your business. Tell our listeners where you're at again, sir, please.
We are on 6th Street, 1336 Downtown Cultural District, right at the by the Renaissance Hotel.
It's a wonderful place. And let me say this about the cops. They arrested this idiot 10 times in a month, hoping this time it sticks, because he's in jail on a $30,000 bond, and this jag-off doesn't have 30,000 cents. My brother, I'm on it, my man. We're sticking with this until you're safe and prosperous. Thanks, my man.
Thank you. Thank you, Marty.
You're the best. I love him. Why? Because he gives a damn and he hangs in there and he doesn't have to. We have the governor coming up next live about these two measles deaths and the Secretary of Health. All right? Hang in there. But it's a big day, man. I have a bunch of doctors texting me about this, these deaths with the with measles. And PJ stopped in, our boss. He runs this place. I didn't know people died from measles. I just didn't. It never crossed my mind. As we wait for the governor and the director of the health department, this is the issue here, Patrick. It never crossed our mind because it never happened in our lifetime. You know what I'm saying, brother? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's something that we rarely see in this country because so many people do get the vaccines.
I was shocked, actually, when I saw the breaking news text that there were two dead. I was shocked. It's unsettling and unnerving. And it's also not surprising that the vaccine rates are particularly low in rural counties. It just isn't. There are a lot of reasons. Most of it's paranoia. Most of it is conservative views. Most of it is Trumpisms. Most of it is some of them don't have access to health care, quite frankly. With the Amish, it's kind of a blend, right? They kind of live in solitude. They've kind of always sort of been this way, right, Patrick? I mean, honestly, if we want to be honest, right?
Yeah, it's not really a political thing with the Amish community. It's more
their thing.
And it's not even completely religious. It's just they keep to themselves for the most part.
I had two doctors on today and several texts, and they have between us thousands of patients, and they said they have never seen this many people who are paranoid about vaccines. We don't talk about it much anymore, but the vaccine rates are dropping all over the region outside of Pittsburgh, Patrick. And that's where we're seeing the flu cases. And that's where we're seeing the measles cases. And that's the issue. Read those numbers, though. You made two really important graphics I think people should pay attention to. Fascinating about measles.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Let's see. We've two deaths this year. Last year, there were three nationwide. So the numbers, we've got 2,777 cases across the U.S. this year. That's it. There haven't been more than that, which that is a huge uptick from what we've seen.
Well, we had two doctors on that hadn't seen a case in 30 years.
Yeah, I think the last case I saw 2019 was the previous in Pennsylvania.
Wow, Patrick.
So it's been several years.
So then we get out.
So rare.
Then we get out to, this is crazy, Patrick, you're going to die. Idaho. Wow. Now, again, the herd immunity number is 95%, meaning we're kind of covered. You're kind of immune. 95%. You're in trouble at like 92. Idaho, Patrick, the vaccination rate, 75%. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Minnesota, 86%. Why Minnesota, Patrick? You're good at this. What, give me the read. Why?
Well, again, that's another one of those states that, they're... You've got Native American populations.
Oh.
You've got Middle Eastern populations. You've got people from several different areas that don't subscribe to, all the thinking about vaccines and what most of us do. So there is a good bit of that. There's also Minnesota, especially. There are a lot of people that just distrust the government in general.
Wow. The lowest record number of kindergartners vaccinated for measles across the country. On average. Wow. Record low number of kindergartners vaccinated for measles, polio, tetanus, and more. Wow. This is what we're talking about. More measles cases than we've seen in 30 years. Wow. Alonzo, we seen anything? We're waiting on the governor. You seen anything, buddy? Nothing. Why are they always late? Why can't they be on time? How hard is it to walk into a damn room and do what you tell people you're going to do? I don't know. Vaccination rates across the country fell from 95% 10 years ago, wow, to 92.4% now. It's crazy. And it's everything we're saying. Check this out. Regarding measles, I did not know this. Around 90% of unvaccinated people exposed to the virus will become infected. Wow. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Marty, I think you said something very significant earlier in that a lot of us really forgot how serious some of the diseases were in the eras before vaccination. Certain diseases like measles and rubella become very widely utilized.
Sure.
The MMR is, as I understand, it's been found to be very, very effective, and it's you get one shot instead of getting three. So what kid would want to get stuck three different times just to spread that out? And so my own experience is, well, I know the mumps vaccine wasn't out when I was a child because I ruined a family vacation to the beach one day when we were part of the way there, and we had like maybe an hour's drive.
Yeah.
And I woke up with a sore face and a swollen, and we had to turn around and go home. And when I was in nursing school and I was working at a local skilled nursing facility, I said, I'll get my flu vaccine. And the next day I was shaking chills, had the same bed all day. And for that reason, I was leery of the flu vaccine for several years until I got a really bad case of the flu from a patient. I end up in the emergency room dehydrated. And
nearly 30,000 people died last year from the flu. Great call. So let's take a break. And so that when we come back, we can take this news conference free and clear. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. Brum, 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 brum. Sorry. I'm waiting on the governor. The governor. Where's the governor?
Life in the blender, man. I talked to a bunch of people. We're waiting on the governor, quite frankly. I'm not trying to be a goof. They have a live news conference scheduled any minute, so we'll grab it when they show up. They'll show up. They're busy people and important people, and they have crazy schedules. We also have the governor scheduled for 1 o'clock live to talk about probably the most controversial issue in the country right now, data centers, which is shocking. People are going berserk over this. I don't know. I don't see it, but it's not in my backyard. You know, I wanted to mention the discussions we've had about the situation downtown with one guy arrested for 10 robberies. I find it fascinating when these angry people, guys sent me a message last night that he was downtown and the restaurants were full and everyone's happy and then I'm a jag off. I just talk about this stuff for clicks. Yeah, that's what it is. Clicks. No, man. It's called truth. Downtown is like a cancer patient. It just is. What do you mean? Much of the body is fine. But unless you get rid of the cancer grows and the patient dies. And that's what'll happen. Ask my man Con Alma, this fantastic jazz club downtown. It's an amazing place. Insane jazz. Great food. Ask him how vibrant things are after he's been robbed and people destroyed his planters and his tables. You know, ask my man who I've had on 4 times now. He's been robbed. Every other day, some idiot comes in and robs them. I mean, we don't make this stuff up. It's a grind, man. And this notion, they had a meeting with all the cops in Market Square last Tuesday because it was hitting the fan again. The idiots were showing up, the hooligans, the bums, the goofball teens. And they were fearing the takeover thing again. And so they brought in a bunch more cops. It's just kind of how it is. So this crap that I'm a liar and I do this for clickbait, go away, man. You're the guy that wrote that Esquire article. Said Pittsburgh's perfect. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. I am not here to glorify Pittsburgh. If they do something glorious, we talk about it all the time. We have praised Market Square. We have praised enforcement efforts downtown. But when a guy robs 10 people down, he punched 2 women in the face, this teen that we have on video being arrested. I can't say downtown's wonderful. I can't. Because it ain't. What do you want me to do? Huh? What are we supposed to do? It's just these vaxxers. Vaccines are worthless. Okay. Now we have dead people. The moon is made of cheese. Okay. The earth is flat. Oh, all right. You seek out your own truth. Guy that finds the mirror that makes him look thinner. I'm just trying to help you here. If a teen robs 10 people in a couple of weeks downtown, downtown is not safe. And we will report that. Because it's the damn truth. If you don't like it, don't listen, man. SpongeBob starts every hour. And then at the bottom of the hour... is Mr. Rogers. He's cool. One of my boys just sent me a picture from the Strip District to underline my point. Hey, Patrick, what's the name of the guy that we tried to get help for in the strip, and he keeps moving his crap? What's his name? Is it Bob?
Bob.
Bob.
That's Bob. Yep.
Bob has massive piles of stuff right out in the open right now. Do you see these pictures? Right in the middle of the strip. Massive. Max, Max has been all over this. Max sent this to me, and it annoys him.
Wait, he's taking over the corner next to that park.
Describe where he's at in the strip.
This is right, I believe it's right across from the Pittsburgh Ballet, is it not? From their offices over there.
Yes.
And there's a little park there, and Bob has literally taken over that whole corner there. I mean, it's like half a block of his belongings, piles and piles of crap, frankly.
Liberty Avenue. And to Patrick's point, Patrick's not BSing. It's literally a half a block of stuff. I bet it's a couple tons. I mean, and he just sits there in a chair.
Sometimes he sits underneath the piles. He buries himself inside the stuff, too.
Hey,
especially in the winter.
We brought cops there. We brought money. We brought lawyers. We brought social doctors, workers. Social workers, priests. I swear we did. Bob tells you to F off. I swear he does.
Yeah. He's eligible for lots of benefits that would pay for housing for him, would pay for health care for him, but he has no interest.
Well, why would he? Zero. He can do whatever the hell he wants. He just moves every couple of months.
Yep.
This is our solution. Bob. This ugly, massive pile of several... He's mentally ill. Fine. No one's ever helped him. They just say, leave Bob alone until he dies, and then we'll move his stuff. I'm serious. I'm not exaggerating. Folks, we're a half hour late on the news conference about measles. I have no idea what they're doing. Maybe they're having sandwiches. As soon as it comes up, we will grab it, folks. We'll be right back.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.